Davis and Kelly K Show.
Turn it up!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Hey there, Kelly. How are you?
Hello.
All right.
Super.
68 outside now. Well, I was, I mean, we speculated and were correct. The ratings for the Oscars came out and they were dismal. They were 58% decline in total viewers. So there
Holy
you go.
Cow.
Yeah, keeping
that's a statement right there.
Kind of keeping with the Grammys, which fell about 51%. The Golden Globes, which fell 62%. The SAG Awards, which fell 52%. So yeah, there you go. Even the draw of some of the memeable moments couldn't save the Oscars. So. Moving on, today, it's a new phone tap coming up about 7:30. Another opportunity for you to get in on Hot Mom, so that's exciting. Right around 7, we'll give you a winning word to get in on that. Then, you know those apps that you can download that kind of track where your friends are? I know Snapchat has a feature where you can turn on for that, but, you know, there are specific apps that you can locate your friends wherever they are, right?
Yes.
There's an instance, and we'll dive into this with group therapy, where this is exposing neighbors.
I was always wondering about the whole Find My Friends app and, like, how that doesn't turn into stalking real quick.
Well, we'll dive into it on the way. A little later in the show, a little group therapy action on 99.7 DJX. By the way, later this hour, if you missed it, we have the third update from Jennifer, whose wedding is in jeopardy. She's going to call it off. And, I mean, the comments were telling, you know, people definitely were like, yo, you shouldn't be getting married if you're making out with other guys in airports, you know, things
like
that.
Yeah, well, and she did call it off.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll tell you how that went.
How that all
it
went.
It was unexpected, to say the least.
Sure. If you missed that from yesterday, we got that coming up for you a little bit later on here this morning. Plus, feel-good stories on the way here on 99.7 DJX. Every hour we do this, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So, after decades of kind of fruitless attempts of their own, this family in Western Massachusetts hired this treasure hunter named Keith Willie to search a family home before they were going to sell it after the death of their aunt.
Gotcha.
So, they kind of thought there was some stuff they should uncover. They had equipment like metal detectors, endoscopic camera, a cell phone. He was able to put years of rumors to rest in about an hour.
So there were rumors surrounding their house, like there was something hidden inside it?
Yes.
Ah.
So they found signs of metal in the corner. So he saw some old cuts in the corner floorboards, fished his camera underneath the floor, spotted the keyhole of what looked to be a lockbox.
Uh-oh.
Pulled up the boards, got the box out, removed the hinge to find stacks of cash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bills dating back to the Great Depression.
Oh, dang.
Which,
okay.
Yeah, some of those are likely worth way more than their face value to collectors, amounting to at least like $46,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and so now the family has closure and they can sell the house. But yeah, I mean, could you imagine if somebody else had found that?
Anybody,
like, not the family?
Anybody listening, and I know it's early, but like, buy a house and do a little renovation and find something in the walls, because I think that's fascinating.
Like, oh, I know. That happens a lot.
Right.
Especially with older houses.
Sure. And I remember when I was helping my dad remodel his bathroom many years ago, there, you know, inside the wall, one, we found a bunch of used razor blades because, you know, apparently there was just like a slit in the medicine cabinet, and the slit just led into the wall. And so that's where the previous owner or whatever would put his disposed or used razors. But then there was also like newspaper. There was like a newspaper from the current year. I think from the last time it got remodeled, just the person put a newspaper in there just to kind of show, okay, this is what the news was when this happened. And so that was kind of cool. So anyways,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
With this money, it's like they found like $5,000 packets wrapped in the original bank straps had been hidden since the 50s.
Oh, geez.
So,
okay.
Yeah, cool. Just really kind of cool.
All right.
We'll tweet out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. Turn our attention to Evansville, Indiana for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a restaurant just to make yourself some late night eggs, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. You know what? That is my parents' hometown.
Yeah.
I know it well.
Well, here's the thing. Police are trying to identify a couple guys who broke into a closed Denny's, which, side note, didn't know Denny's actually closed.
I thought they were 24/7.
Anyways, broke into a closed Denny's just to make themselves some eggs. Now, here's the thing. They went into the kitchen, got some eggs right around 2 o'clock in the morning. Then they left. Then came back about an hour later, made some more.
Those were dang good eggs.
I know. They were like, dang.
Need some more of those.
We're pretty good at this. And you know what? We're not in trouble, so why not test our luck again?
We got away with it the first time. Why not do it again?
Yeah, so here's the funny part. There was no alarm or any sign of break-in. So now they're like, oh, well, maybe the Denny's wasn't actually locked up. So,
oh,
they just kind of,
well, that's bad.
Yeah, they just kind of walked in. Now, apparently the Denny's had officially closed right around 11. But here's the thing. If caught, they could face misdemeanor theft and criminal trespassing charges if identified. Want to know how much they stole?
How much did they steal?
About a dollar's worth of eggs.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. If they end up going to jail over that, oh, they're going to be kicking themselves for a long time.
Hope those were some tasty eggs. No word on how many eggs a dollar's worth of eggs constitutes. But again, you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into a restaurant a couple times to make yourself some late night eggs. You're doing okay.
Hey, guys, we didn't get in trouble. Let's go back and do it again.
I know.
And listen, they should probably lock up at Denny's.
Yeah.
Maybe we lock the doors.
All right. That's setting the bar. Every single hour we do this throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So the ultimate Josh has been declared.
Oh, yeah?
Over the weekend, hundreds of people named Josh gathered in Lincoln, Nebraska to kind of hilariously battle it out with pool noodles over their shared name. And this all kind of started from a joke last year.
Oh.
The whole idea came from 22-year-old Josh Swain,
uh-huh,
who's an Arizona college student. Sent a Facebook message last April to dozens of other people who shared his first name. And, after he kind of told the other Joshes to meet at a location in Lincoln on the 24th of this year for the fight, the group went viral. So he started taking it seriously, posting details about it on social media several months ago, and hundreds showed up.
Wow.
Some wearing superhero costumes.
Of course.
And do you want to know who the ultimate Josh is?
Who?
Because a winner was determined. It is 5-year-old Josh Vinson Jr.
Oh, my gosh. Is this his dad?
Yes.
Oh, it's pretty awesome, man. He's going to remember this for the rest of his life.
Lift him up! Lift him up!
Lift him up!
I mean, they that crowned him with the Burger King crown
that
was way too big for his head.
Oh, that's funny.
Falled right over his face, but he was living his best life. He lives there in Lincoln, Nebraska.
That's great.
He was crowned the ultimate Josh. So I said it helped out charity. They raised money for the Children's Hospital and Medical Center Foundation and also used it to host a food drive for the local food bank there.
Oh, okay.
And so that, and since he put it out on social media, people who are not named Josh still showed up to cheer on the Joshes, wore t-shirts, held signs with messages that said Team Josh and I'm with Josh.
That is great. That is great.
It's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, we've got the whole thing. You can see the whole story, the video, the entire battle is up on our website at WDJX.com. It's pretty great.
That is awesome. All right, feel good. Every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
On the way, buying a car can be stressful. Man.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of paperwork. It takes some time.
And then you always like second guess on whether or not you're getting a good deal and all that stuff. So, you know, when Tony Hassenpepper...
Oh, Tony.
Hey, he's kind of the mobster of the family.
He's the negotiator.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
Yeah, sure. He calls Rich's roommate, who is in the predicament of looking for a car, and hilarity ensues. It's your phone tap.
I'm 22 years old, bro. I'm not looking for a minivan.
But wait! But wait!
There's more.
We're going to give you an offer you can't refuse on the way in your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Man, in this day and age when you get little to zero notification that one of your favorite artists is dropping new music, it's like a surprise on everyone. You know, Taylor Swift will just like release an entire album out of the blue. You know, Billie Eilish just went on Instagram to preview a song called Happier Than Ever that's going to be released later this week.
When I'm away from you.
Okay. You know, you've got DJ Khaled.
That's all we need.
You know, dropping hints that there could be a Bieber or a Justin Timberlake collaboration in the future, you know.
And another one.
Yeah, it's rare that you see a group that announces a release of a single almost a month ahead of time. That's what BTS did yesterday. And they're preparing the release of their second English language single on the heels of their record-setting Dynamite, which is still like breaking records, that single Dynamite. Their latest single, Butter. So there's
they know the BTS army and that they should probably give them time to prepare their bodies and souls.
I mean, listen, I am not a farmer, but I know it takes a minute to churn some butter. So maybe they're just dropping it now a few weeks before the release, April or May 21st, and saying, look, you know, sit there and take this cream and this salt and churn it. Churn it for the next few weeks until it creates butter here in a few weeks. So,
butter for your ear holes.
I mean, listen, if they're doing English language singles, their first one being Dynamite, I mean, knowing America and our love of all things explosive, okay, that one worked. Now, Butter, I mean, they're talking our language, Kelly.
If they don't release it immediately with BTS branded butter, I feel like it's a failure in marketing.
Yeah, someone in their marketing department has missed an outrageously huge opportunity to take that cornerstone away from Lando Lakes or, you know, Kerrygold or whatever, and just say
whatever. Just look, hit, like, partner up and put their faces mm-hmm. on the cartons and the containers. They'll buy them.
Yeah. So BTS announced yesterday, "Butter" is their latest single, and it's going to be coming out May 21st. So you've got a ways to go before that gets released.
I have a question though. Didn't they say that they were not going to do an English album? So they're just like spitting out a couple of singles, right? Just to kind of tease you. Yeah. But yeah. Then they're not doing an English album. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
I think so. Yeah. But you know, if they continue to do enough of these English versions of songs, which remember when they did Dynamite, they had to learn the lyrics of Dynamite in English in order to even do it, which is pretty amazing.
This could be their Rosetta Stone. I know. Is if they just do an English album,
right?
And then they'll learn the language.
English language.
I loved their little collaboration with Halsey. We played for like a second, mm-hmm. but you know, Boy with Love. But that wasn't an entirely English song,
right? Right.
So they were just, they've been dipping their toe for a while. They're flirting with it. I feel like they're probably going to change their mind.
Maybe. But May 21st, that's when Butter is going to be coming out. Coming up next, you know, we always have a little fun with the phone. You know, you send us a message, you nominate someone, and then we'll give them a call under the guise of a Hassan Pepper family member and have a little fun with them for a couple minutes. It's a phone tap.
If I had to dream up a dream job mm-hmm. for Tony Hassan Pepper,
sure.
It's car salesman.
Not just car salesman. Used
car
salesman. All right. So we'll dive into your phone tap coming up here next.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Rich. I have an idea. My roommate is looking for a new car. So last Saturday, he went to a bunch of dealerships to look around, didn't find anything he liked. Mm-hmm. But now, he's got salespeople from all of these places calling him to try to sell him their cars. It's driving him nuts.
Okay.
So how about if you guys call him and pretend to be a car salesman?
Hey, so Tony Hassenpepper's got a great deal on a car that I think would be right up Denny's.
Right up Denny's lane. All right, welcome, Denny, to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Denny, please?
Yeah, who's this?
Denny, it's Tony Hassenpepper. You came by our lot last week looking for some new wheels.
I'm sorry. I went to a bunch of places, so I don't really remember you.
Oh, no. Don't feel bad. We didn't meet. You talked to one of the other guys here. He just gave me a number to follow up.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't really see anything I liked at any of the places I went to be honest. So.
Yeah. No, I get that. But we just got a new model in that I think you really might like.
I don't know.
Look, I know it's no fun driving all around town looking at vehicles.
You got that right.
So let me make this easy for you. You want something sporty, right?
Yeah, I was looking for something sporty.
You're a single guy. You want something impressive, am I right?
Yeah, I guess so.
When you drive by the ladies, you want them to say, "Hey, who's that?"
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, let me introduce you to the Broma.
The what?
The Broma? I've never heard of that.
It's brand new. They've only shipped a few so far.
Yeah?
It's really sexy. You want to pick up the ladies? Pull up in the Broma, my friend.
Okay, sounds interesting. What does it look like?
Oh, it's sleek, Denny. It's sleek. And I'm looking at it now on the showroom floor. It's got the sliding doors on the sides. Seating for seven. Everything you could possibly want.
What? Seating for seven?
Oh, you know it. You've got the captain's chairs up front. Then two more rows of seats behind that.
Wait a minute. Is this a minivan?
Oh, Denny, I'd call it more of a shagging wagon, if you know what I mean.
I'm 22 years old, bro. I'm not looking for a minivan.
Hey, hang on. You're looking at this all wrong, Denny. The seats in the Broma go all the way back, all the way down. You know what I mean?
I'm not interested.
Listen, it's got a DVD player with a flip-down screen in the ceiling. You put 50 Shades of Grey, and all those cougars will come a-running.
Again, I'm not interested. I just got out of college. I don't want a minivan.
Denny, did I tell you about the sound system in the Broma? You could listen to your favorite radio station.
Okay, thanks anyway.
No. You know 99.7 DJX? The one that calls people with those phone taps in the morning?
What are you saying?
Denny.
Oh my God.
Denny.
Is this on the radio?
Denny, it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, man.
Are you kidding me? How did you know I was looking for a car?
Oh, dude. Rich, your roommate, he got in touch with us.
Oh, man. Rich, okay. So there's no such thing as the Broma, right?
Nope.
No. No, actually, Broma is Spanish for joke. Hey, you see?
Well, you guys certainly got me. You Broma'd me.
You Broma'd me.
Yep. I mean, there should be, though. Really. I mean, do you think they're trying to market the minivans to the wrong crowd?
Listen, I'm not going to knock minivans because I've been driving one for years.
I was going to say, you're a minivan man.
That's right. All right, that's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. All right. sometimes our job isn't all just glitz and glamour and living the high life and riding to work in limos and all that stuff. Listen, sometimes we have to expose the dirty underbelly and talk about things that people just want to gloss over and pretend don't even exist. But it's our duty as broadcasters, as servants of the public, to expose some of these things and draw attention.
I'm uncomfortable already because I hate confrontation and I feel like this is a confrontation.
It's in the world of children's literature. And how are we just going to sit here and pretend that there is no one on the island of Birdwell Island talking about the issue of Clifford the Big Red Dog's poop?
Hi, my name is Emily Elizabeth, and this is Clifford, my big red dog.
Yeah.
This is true.
So here's
this has gone untalked about for all these years, the fact that at some point, Clifford probably needed to use the bathroom, and it probably would have completely covered the house.
Listen,
am I right?
Clifford is 25 feet tall. Based on the height and weight of your standard Labrador, which Clifford looks to be, he could weigh around 87 tons. That means he would lay down about 1,300 pounds of waste a day.
That's
roughly 423 cubic feet.
Oh, we can't handle that.
Right. So, thankfully, someone in the Reddit world decided to tackle this issue on Birdwell Island.
Okay. Did they try to, recreate some of the illustrations in some of the classic books?
So here's what, there's still a lot of questions here. Listen, but one of the things that is universal is that the citizens of Birdwell Island would have to train, or Emily Elizabeth would have to train Clifford to go into a dumpster. So, because one waste from Clifford the Big Red Dog would fit into a single dumpster, according to the investigators there on Reddit.
Really? See, I was thinking it was going to be much bigger. Like, I thought it would literally coat the entire house.
Now, listen, how do you train Clifford to go in the dumpster? I mean, house training a dog in and of itself is difficult. But training a dog to go into a single area, into a single dumpster, would be next to impossible.
Absolutely.
What would the smell be like?
Probably really bad.
Where are you going with this waste? Now,
probably away. Far away.
Right. So, listen, there are a lot of people that are hypothesizing that Birdwell Island is rapidly growing in acreage thanks to the landfill provided by Clifford's waste. There's now enough space for the water treatment plant necessary to process the number one, to allow it to be safely dumped into the ocean, because you got to wonder, and the richness of the soil and all that on Birdwell Island has got to be pretty great.
Now, listen, we're also ignoring, what are we feeding him? Like, how much do you have to feed Clifford for him to be able to make these gigantic, massive poos that we haven't been talking about all these years? And do they have enough supply at Feeder Supply?
No, that's great. Great question, Kelly. And maybe another one that needs to be dived into here. But, here's one of the unanswered and seldom talked about questions surrounding children's literature. Clifford the Big Red Dog. How do the citizens, the fine citizens of Birdwell Island, handle Clifford's waste?
Elizabeth says, never disappointing turning on your show in the mornings. But why are we discussing Clifford the Big Red Dog's bathroom habits?
Because sometimes we got to expose the ugly underbelly of children's literature.
Well, this is the big dark secret that's been lurking right in front of our eyes, really, honestly. Yeah. And no one's ever talked about it.
Until now. So, you know what?
Any dog owner knows the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all be able to band together and sympathize what Clifford the Big Red Dog's parents are having to deal with.
And we will just go ahead and say you're welcome. And we don't take this challenge lightly when we know that we as a public servant have to expose these sorts of ugly truths. But here we are.
We have just ruined Clifford the Big Red Dog for everybody, right?
I mean,
you can't watch the cartoon. You can't read a book now without thinking, hey, did he just go outside and make a big massive poo-poo somewhere?
Well, that
maybe
is...
Maybe it's on the next page.
That is the glory and the...
Danger. You
know, danger and flex
danger
of the Ben
show.
And Kelly show. You know, the people who brought us the Framing Britney Spears are now wanting to do a documentary about Janet Jackson's Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction.
Do you think this is because they kind of came out with the story, like the stylist behind it all kind of came out and said, yeah, no, that was planned?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And there's no word on whether or not Janet or Justin Timberlake will be involved. My guess is probably not.
Well, no, because Britney wasn't involved in framing Britney Spears.
Right.
Unauthorized.
So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how long they can, you know, milk this. And sorry, that was bad.
Oh my God, seriously, did you just say that out loud, out of your mouth?
As it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, no, wrong word.
And listen, I mean, with the Britney thing, there was like, you know, many years of things that happened, you know, in her career that kind of led to where they are right now. This is like one moment on a stage and they're going to do an entire documentary about it?
Yeah, and I don't know. And maybe they will kind of dive into the fallout and the aftermath and, you know, the fact that we're still talking about it 15 years later.
Do you think either Janet or Justin want this to happen? I say nay, sir.
You know what? I would say of the two, I would think that Janet's all right with it. Because she was thrown under the bus. Justin, however, was just kind of, you know.
He was painted as a bad guy for sure, 100%. But with this stylist recently came out and said, yeah, no, they were planning on doing something like this. Mm-hmm. But it was like going to be a different kind of like exposure. And then at the last minute, they changed it. And so I don't know. I feel like this could expose Janet as kind of being, you know, part of it. Whereas before she was kind of painted as like a victim.
Maybe. Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know
if it's a good idea or not.
I don't know the angle they're going to take on it. So anyways, if you are a fan of Framing Britney, know that there is a new documentary in the style of Framing Britney to be in the works for the Janet Jackson Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction. So
if they don't get that stylist to be a part of this, then it's a fail.
That's a fail. That is for
sure.
Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K, what do you got?
I might have to move to Italy.
Okay,
so fun fact, like before we started a family, we took a 2-week trip to Italy, and it was honestly like, it's one of those bucket list trips, right? I mean, yes. We stayed in Castigliano del Lago. It was a little city on a like castle on the hill.
Okay.
That's what it stands in the Perugia area of Italy. Just one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth.
Yes.
So this is why I might be moving to a town in Sicily. They are selling homes for $1.
Why?
$1 in Italy. So apparently, a lot of people left the area.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're trying to entice more people to come back. This is Castiglione di Sicilia. Sits on the slopes of Mount Etna in Catania, near the isle's eastern coast. Currently has about 900 abandoned homes for sale.
Oh, wow.
Starting at $1.
Okay.
And now, half of them are about just, well, they're in ruins.
Okay.
So you'll have to do
fixer-uppers.
They're opportunities. They're sure. Fixer-uppers, exactly. So, but, you know, back in the day, early 20th century, had about 14,000 people. Now it's about 3,000.
Mm.
So, you know, the mayor's hopeful that, you know, maybe offering some of these homes for $1 entices enough people to come back. They said they have a huge architectural heritage to rescue, packed with history, you know, a bunch of old picturesque houses. Many of them dating back to the Renaissance are there, okay? So here's the catch. You have to make any necessary renovations within the next 3 years, which seems like you should be able to
reasonable.
Handle that, right? Yeah, 3 years, you should be able to fix that up and make them a little bit more eco-friendly.
So you think you buy it for $1, you fix it up, and then like put it on Airbnb and just have a constant stream of tourists through that place?
Well, I feel like, I mean, that could be one way to go, or I'm just going to live there.
Okay. Well, then there's that,
you
too.
Know, just eat a bunch of pasta. Why are you looking so skinny? You're breaking your mama's heart.
All right. That's Kelly's feel good.
I feel like I could be an Italian resident. Could we still do the show? I mean, we have the wonderful internet. I feel like we could.
The time difference would be a little bit challenging, but okay.
That would be challenging. I don't know. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
I'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show just announced yesterday. Tori Kelly, Grammy Award winning artist Tori Kelly, going to be singing the national anthem Saturday for the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. So that's exciting.
Love her. She was awesome when she was in town several years ago, performed kind of like a little music therapy class for the kids at Norton Children's.
Yeah.
That was awesome. My kids have been like rediscovering again Sing, that animated movie that she voiced the elephant for. Remember
she
her?
Was she the is elephant. Amazing. Yes.
Yeah, she was. And she had some like incredible songs in that movie. So she's just such a talent.
Yeah, we've gotten the opportunity to follow her career for several years. Like we've been able to talk with her and catch up several times throughout the show. And man, she just continues to do awesome things. So yeah, Tori Kelly going to be singing the national anthem, Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Of course, tomorrow we've got the great steamboat race going down. Thursday would be the Pegasus Parade, but that already happened a couple weeks ago. I thought it was like a month ago earlier in the show, but Kelly's like, no, actually, no, that was just a couple weeks ago. I know. I was like, man, that was like like 2 months ago. I was like, no, it was just a couple weeks ago. And then we're going to be live out at the track starting tomorrow here on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, you know, technology is great, especially these, I don't know if you use Google Maps or whatever, and you can add people to Google Maps and you can see where they are on Google Map, or there are apps like Find My Friends, or even Snapchat has that ability to see where your friends are around the area.
Remind me to turn that off.
Okay.
I have to try to figure out how to do that, because I didn't know you could use Google Maps to find people. I use it to check the traffic and how long it's going to take me to get places. But really? Okay. I got to check that out.
It can all be great, but it can also cause issues. And that is where we are with group therapy. We're going to talk to Zoe next. Sometimes you just need the opinion of other people. You know, you've got a situation that you find yourself in. You're like, you know what? I can't ask anybody around me. So I just want to ask Ben and Kelly. That's when you message us. We talk to you and try to work out whatever it is in your life that you need dealt with. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hey, so thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Okay, well, it's something I really need your guys' help with, you know, and it's something I can't tell any of my friends. I'm afraid that I'm throwing the person under the bus.
Oh.
So I really don't know what to do.
All right, so what's up?
So, you know, we all put this Find My Friends app on our phone years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a fun way so we can see where each person is at any given time, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, but now I have this moral problem with my friend Rachel's husband.
Okay.
So he's not like a real techie kind of guy, you know. I actually think he still has a flip phone, to be honest with you. So, of course, he doesn't have the app,
right,
you know.
Right,
right. Anyway, so he's a really awesome guy. We all love him and everything. You know, we all live in the same neighborhood. I mean, like, walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get together a lot for dinner and everything. But lately, Rachel's husband's been coming to our house alone and saying that she's stuck at work and can't make it, you know, whatever.
Okay.
So, of course, what do? I look it up on my app and see she's clearly not at work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
right.
He's not saying the truth, or he doesn't know where she is.
I don't think he knows.
Okay.
So, you know, and I haven't said anything to either one of them, you know, and if I ask her about it, I feel like she may think I'm checking up on her, and if I tell him, I feel like I'm betraying her as a friend, so mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I mean, should I say anything at all or just let it go?
Those darn apps! My gosh! We're traceable wherever. I will say that I have something similar set up with my daughters, and I really like being able to just open it up and see where they are. Not that I don't trust that they're not going to be where they say they are, but it's just, you know, comforting as a parent. But man, I get it from like a friends and sort of moral obligation Yeah, that's a tricky one. Well, we got people texting in, and so if you have a little bit of time to kind of hang out, maybe we can help you out, okay?
Yeah, sure. That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Zoe.
Oh, gosh. I don't know of any way that she could say anything to either one without making it awkward.
Because I immediately go to, if he thinks she's at work and Zoe's looking on her phone and going, she ain't at work.
Yeah, like, no. I mean, that can really create all sorts of problems.
Right. I think something salacious. I mean, that's immediately where my mind goes. But
Exactly. You immediately assume that. But you have no idea what else she's doing. And that's why I just think that she needs to stay out of it. I don't think this is her place to say anything to anyone.
All right, Kelly says stay out. What do you think? 502-571-9970. So Zoe messaged us, and we got an opportunity to talk to her, but she's got this app on her phone that she and a bunch of her friends have that kind of show their location. So, you know, their family usually gets together with this other, you know, couple in their neighborhood. But lately, it's just been the husband that's been coming over, saying that, man, you know, my wife's got to be working late. She looks on the app. She's not at work, you know? She's like, okay, well, yeah. I know where my friend works, and that ain't it.
Okay, so I just don't think that there's anything good that can come out of, like, addressing this with either one of them. I don't know. I just think stay out of it.
Yeah, Kelly was kind of like, my name's Paul, and that's between y'all. You know what? Hey, I'm just
exactly. Be like, exactly. Yeah. And Bailey said, you know what? I think if she was close with that girlfriend, mm-hmm. to sit down with her and just ask her about it, saying we've missed her having dinner with them and see if she tells her something. That is one way you could address it. Just kind of go into it innocently, not really saying, hey, I saw on the Find My Friends app that you weren't where you said you were.
Yeah. So who are you seeing? Actually, Crazy Joe, who calls our show a lot, he is thinking the same thing, right, man?
She needs to have a come to Jesus meeting with that girl. She likes the guy, the nice couple and everything.
Yeah.
She needs to take out to a nice bar, invite her over for drinks, sit her down. How are your day? Is that just fine? And then drop the bomb. You know you were not where you're supposed to be a couple of days ago, right? I don't know what who you were checking up with, what rock you was banging, I don't know. All I'm saying is you're doing dirty. They say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. No, girl, come on, please.
Okay, so you are suggesting going to the wife and just saying, hey.
Rachel, I know he may be a little slow, but eventually he's going to catch on.
Crazy Joe, appreciate the phone call, man, okay?
All right, I'll see you later.
Hey, Laura, so what is your take on this?
I don't think it's any of her business. You never know. Even though they're friends, every marriage is different. So yeah. You never know what is going on in their house. It's not her business.
I mean, it could be something just like she's going to Orange Therapy and she's trying to better herself and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, what if she's got a husband? What if she's got kids? Maybe she's like, come on, I need a pedicure. You never know. Like, you literally never know.
Yeah, that is true. All right, Laura, appreciate it.
Great. Y'all have a wonderful day. Y'all are awesome. Have a great day.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Thanks. Bye.
I need a pedicure.
Did you mean Orange Theory? Not did Orange
I?
Therapy.
I don't That's know. A, yeah, I obviously don't different. Go there. Yeah, Adriana texts in and is like, hey, why not just say, you know what? I think we're at the points in our lives where the app isn't what we used to use it as. So yeah. I'm considering turning it off so we don't end up in each other's business.
Maybe that might be a subtle way of, like, letting Rachel know, hey,
wink, wink,
what you been up to?
I'm going to turn off my location because I don't want anybody to think that I'm somewhere where I'm not supposed to be. Wink, wink.
Yeah, especially when I miss friends' dinners that I know everyone's at. Wink, wink.
Right, Rachel? Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
Or we just get Joe to go out to dinner with Rachel and just lay it all out for her.
He could be the moderator between them both.
Yeah, so Zoe doesn't have to.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So if you want to kind of listen back or find the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show and chime in yourself.
We have options. Yeah. I don't know where we're going to land with this one, but I feel like we put a lot of nice options out there for Zoe and just let her decide.
I'm thinking if she feels compelled to say something, I'd say it to her friend, not to the husband.
Yes. No, no, we leave the husband out of this, but I think Bailey had a really good idea.
Yeah.
Just to kind of say, you know, hey, we've missed having you at dinner.
Right.
You know, and just kind of throw it out there, like almost with the tone, like, I know that you haven't been where you said you were.
I know work hasn't been that late all the time. So anyway,
and then just see if she offers anything up. But I don't think she would.
That's group therapy. Always try to give you setting the bar stories. Help sets the bar for your day very low. So regardless of whatever happens today, you can always look back on this moment and say, you know what? Today may not have been a great day, but at least I didn't do that, right?
Sure, yeah. You can chalk it up as a win.
Yeah. I don't know if this was out of boredom or just to blow off some steam, but if you can manage to make it through the day without drag racing police cars when you're the police, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. I mean, maybe you thought, hey, it's fine. We'll just flip on the little sirens. Maybe people think we're going to an emergency.
We'll open her up, see how this baby breathes.
Let her breathe.
From NBC2.
The 6th District Commander, Duria Habibullah, says the cars ended up being totaled. Oh. The email goes on to say the officer's behavior is, quote, not fair to any of us.
Oh,
we've learned through sources one of the drivers was a female officer who sources say is newer to the department.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't cover that at the academy yet. Hey, don't drag race the police cars. Maybe they should have missed that day.
Yeah. Yeah. So they got up to about 60 on a residential street, ended up crashing the cars into each other. So yeah, again, you know, small.
They were racing in a residential area? Oh, wow.
There's a lot of setting the barness in this story.
Setting the barness.
So again, yeah, you know, I don't know if you need to blow off some steam, but you know what? Drag racing in a residential neighborhood, probably not the best way to go about it, especially when you're the police. So if you can manage to make it through the day without drag racing police cars, because originally when I started into that, you might have thought, uh-oh, someone stole some police cars and are drag racing them. Nope. It's the police.
Okay.
And you're going, okay.
Listen, don't drag race any cars, especially in residential areas. Okay? Just blanket statement, regardless if you're the police or not.
There you go.
Don't do that.
That's setting the bar. So last hour, our group therapy, we spoke to Zoe, who has one of those friend finder things on her phone. And her friend's husband came over and said, oh, she's, you know, stuck at work. Sorry, she can't be here. But she looked and clearly wasn't at work. So now she's like, man, how do I bring this up? Is she like embroiled in something salacious? Is it like, what's the deal? A lot of people chiming in. I think we had left it as if you feel compelled to say something, say it to the friend, not the husband. You know, Teresa writes on Facebook, she says, I'm guilty of playing hooky from my life every so often, particularly this past year. Maybe, you know, she's just sitting in a parking lot with a treat, you know, that I don't have to share, watching videos or reading, or she just maybe taking an advantage of being out of the house to have some me time. You know,
that's true.
Right. Right. And Amanda says, hey, how do you know she isn't doing something her husband is aware of and he's just covering for her? So stay out of it. Honestly, a little creepy to me and a good way to end a friendship. OK, so.
Yeah, I feel like if you butt your nose into something a little bit like that, you know, if you're close friends, she'll share with you whatever she's up to.
Right.
And if she doesn't want to share, then she doesn't want to share.
then there may be something else.
Exactly.
But anyways, yeah, you can read all the comments. You can add your own. We'll post up the original call so you can hear that. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show as well. So, hey, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be live out of the track. So that's exciting. Backside Churchill Downs gearing back up here for 147, where we learned Tori Kelly is going to be singing the national anthem before the Derby. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it may be a little different. We've spent years out there, but it's been 2 years since we've been there. So it's kind of, don't know really what to expect, but hopefully it's going to be fun. We'll have some shenanigans that we've done in the past and some drinks on drinks.
Well, not too many shenanigans, Kelly. I've signed a lot of things this year. So.
Oh, they're really buttoning it up, huh? So no more piggyback races. No, we had meetings about that.
Yeah, probably. Probably not.
Okay. Yeah, we're just going to have to stay in our little tent.
Yeah.
Put our little masks on and try not to make too much noise.
All right. So, yeah, that starts tomorrow. Coming up here in a little bit, if you want to head over to Facebook at 997DJX, going to be jumping on. It's Taco Tuesday, you know, and going to be on with the guys from I Love Tacos, which you can get a free $50 to eat there right now by going to the website at WDJX.com. It's also our Kentucky and a Deal of the week, starting on Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. So jump on with those guys here just after 10 if you want to see that at 997DJX. Other than that, we've done all we can do.
Yep, I'm out.
Okay. Ryan Kelly's out. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 997DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.